Right, we are on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're continuing talking about the shaila of being matir neder, right? That the opportunities to open psachim for people to be able to say, yeah, if I would have known, I never would have made such and such a neder, etc., etc. One small note, which will be relevant to our more of these cases as we move along, is that in the last case that we learned, so we talked about it was 2 cases ago, actually. We talked about a case where there was a person that Rav Schorer was such a wonderful person, and so Rabbi told Rav Nachman that he's amazing. So he said, "Oh, when he comes to town, bring him to meet me." And so Rav Schorer needed to be matir neder. So he comes to Rav Nachman and he says, "Oh, if you would have had this in mind, would you have you would have known X? Would you have taken neder?" "Yeah, I would have. If you would have done this, would you have?" "Oh, actually, I would have anyways." And it was like so frustrating for Rav Nachman. He gets like annoyed, right? So basically, so Rav Schorer says, "Oh, but there's a mission that says that you have, when you do things, you want to do things in a way that not just Hashem is happy, but other people are happy." And if I, you know, so, and he basically finds a Pesach for himself, that if I would have known, that would have made Rav Nachman upset, I never would have taken the nether. And the language of the Gemara is Vishar Lenafshei, and he like was matir his own nether. So what's important is take a look in the Ran. We have another case of the same thing, actually, further on in the Gemara. And the next case also, is it our case coming up? But either way, take a look on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in the second line, Pasach Pischa Nanafshe. So he goes ahead and he finds a Pesach for himself. So the Ran says, Lo Sheyatir Rav Schorer La'atzmo. Don't think that Rav Schorer was matir his own neder. Meaning I'm not able to be meichel my own language, my own words. He found an opening. He's like, okay, Rav Nachman, I figured it out. Now I'm frustrated because you're frustrated, and I never would have done it if you would have made you frustrated. So use that to be matir my neder, right? But you can't actually be matir his own neder. That's not what happened. So just good to, the language is that he was matil and nafshe. He wasn't really not matil and nafshe. That's not really true. Fine. But let's now jump back to our Gemara. So now we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Middle of the line, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Havale Nidra Limishra. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi had a neder that needed to be matired. So Atla Kamayu Durabani came to some rabbis. So Amrle, they said to him, Nadarta Adai to the Hachi. Amrlehu in. So same story. Did you have this in mind? Have X in mind? Yeah. Nadrata Adai to the Hachi. How about Y? Maybe that's the way out. No, Amrlehu in. No, I had it in mind for that also. So Kama Zimnin, Kavan the Chaza. So it happened a number of times. Kavan the Chaza, Hahu Katsra, the Mitztair Rabbanon. So there was a certain person who worked as a laundry worker. So he saw that the Rabbanon were annoyed. So Machye Be'uchla the Katsre. So he hit Mishmar Rabbi Yossi with the launderer's stick, whatever that is exactly. Look at the Mefarish. But Uchla the Katsre, the thing that whatever cleat is that the washers would put their clothing in that thing. So they he took that thing, a stick or something, a basket, whatever it is, and he hit him with it. Okay. So Amra Adai to the Machi Le Katsra Lo Nadri Vishar Lo Nafshe. So he said, "Oh man, if I would have known that I would make the laundry guy angry at me, so I never would have taken a neder that way." So there he was matir himself. So again, Shar Lo Nafshe, not really Shar Lo Nafshe, but he provided an opening for the Rabbanon so that they would be matir his neder. So Amri Rachim Vidhi to Ravina. So Rachim Vidhi said to Ravina, "Hai Noladu." Right, what do you mean? This story, right? This case of the laundry guy, you know, whacking him. That's nolad. No, you mean nolad? Nolad usually means like that's like on yontif. We're talking about, you know, and beitz shel nolad b'yontif. Something came out of nowhere that I didn't know about. So it's not talking about hilchos Shabbos or hilchos yontif, but it's the same idea. This is something that he never would have thought about. Right? There's a case that he wouldn't have thought of such a scenario. Right? The lomasa gadaite the machile kitzra. He didn't think about the, you know, the laundry guy coming to whack him. That's not what he even could have imagined would ever happen, right? So that's, you know, Vitanina, and we learned that what? Ein poschen lo benolad. You can't use nolad as a Pesach, okay? What do you mean, ein poschen lo benolad? Take a look. Look at the Mefarish. Ein poschen benolad. She'ein roya le'ira kazeh. Right? There's not a. You know, I wouldn't think. You know, there are certain situations that like you never could have imagined in any way at all. We don't use those as the Pesach to say, oh, well, if I would have known about that thing, I never would have done it. Like that's true about things that could have happened. I just wasn't considering them. Not something that is so out of the. You know, oh, if you know, I don't know, a meteorite would have fallen next to me afterwards, I never would. You know, no, like these are things you would never even thought of. So, and he writes about continues the Mefarsh about Hani the Amrin the Mitzdayer Rabbanon. Love Milsa's knowledge. Like the fact that you could annoy the rabbis that you're talking to about it, so that's not so weird. Like that you could have imagined maybe. But the idea that you know the Kovis would come and smack you, you know, because he's annoyed. So that's not something that he would have thought about. And we don't use the Nolad, we don't use cases like that to provide a Pesach. Okay. So that's so Rav Acham Vinditi is frustrated with Ravina because this case is a case of Nolad. So how could you use Nolad, this case of Nolad to as a Pesach? So Amalei, high love Noladu. What do you mean? That's not true. It's not so unique and crazy. Deshechiche afikure de mitzayir rabbanon. It's not so crazy. It happens. There are people who are mitzayir the rabbanon and people get annoyed about it. It's not so it's not so crazy. He could have imagined such a thing, and therefore we can use the case because it's really just an outgrowth of his annoying the rabbis because they're trying to find a pesach for him and they can't find it. So not so unusual and. And he wasn't bothered by that. He's meaning he still agrees in post chaminola. He's not disagreeing about that halacha or that concept. But what he's bothered by is what the response is that this is not a case of nolad. Fine. Okay. The bishu da Abaye, Abaye's daughter, Abaye's wife, havalahahi barsa had a daughter. So Abaye's wife had a daughter from a previous marriage. Hu amar. Lekrivai, he amar lekriva. So he said that we should marry her off to someone in my family, said Abaye. And his wife said, no, we should marry her off to someone from my family. Okay. So amar la, titzira hana'asi alach, i'avris adatai, uminsabas la. Fine. So he says to his wife, you know, if you're going to go ahead and do what you want, which is to marry her off to your family, so then you're going to become forbidden to get any hana from me. So, so if you do that, if you marry her off to your family. Azlas va'avrat adate. So she did that. She actually violated what he said. V'insiba likriva. So she did. She went ahead and she married her off to someone in her own family, not someone in the bias family. So now he had taken his nether. So asla kaima de Rav Yosef. So Abaye came to Rav Yosef. So amalei ilu hava yadata. The avres al datech uminsiba la likriva mi adresa. So he said to him, if you would have known that she was going to, not do what you said, and she would marry her off to her own family, would you have ever taken such a nether? So amar lo. So he said, no, I would not have done that. Vishaya, fine. And he vishaya Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was matter the nether in such a case. Okay. So it says Gemara, mi shari ki agav really can be matter such a case in. He says, yes, I can't be matter such a case. Why? Look at the Ron's explanation. What's the question? Would you allow such a thing? Why would you not allow such a thing? Look at the Ron. Umi Shayahi. So it's like 4 or 5 lines down in the skinny lines. Klomar mi shay liftoach pesach shehaneder mochiach hefech me oso pesach. Meaning, what happened? He said, you can't get any hana from me if you violate my desire, which was not to let her marry. You know, basically we have a machlokas, right? Him and his wife had a machlokas. Marry my side, marry her side. And if you go ahead and marry her side, you can't get any, you marry her off to your side, I'm not going to, you can't get any hana from me. So what does she do? She goes ahead and she violates what he said. But it's not like there was like some ancillary concept here. this was the concern, And the concern was, if you, I don't want you to marry her off to someone that, you know, to someone from your side. And in order to stop you from doing so, right, I'm taking that you can't get Hana. And it's like, oh, if you would have known that she would have married her off to the other person, would you think that? Of course I did. That was the whole nether, right? That was the whole point. So it's not like if you would have known that some clown would come out of a clown car, would you have taken the nether about, I don't know, every Yom Kippur? This is the same case. The case was, the whole goal was to avoid her doing that thing. So of course he had that in mind. That was the nether, right? So go back in the run. So, Clara, Mishar Liftoch Pesach, Shan Nether Mochiach Hefech Meoso Pesach. Meaning, your nether reveals that you had that in mind. Of course you did. That was the whole point. No, I never would have thought of such a thing. Of course you thought of such a thing. That's why you took the nether, right? Sharei Ko Iker HaNether Lohaya Elosh Im Tavur Al Daito Tesar Behanoso. That's the whole case. The whole point was to get her not to do the thing that you could have imagined her doing. That's why you took the nether in the first place. Right? How can that be? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So he said, yes, and it does work. Why? Vatanya, here's our proof. Because we have the following brisa. So there was a person who took a nether that his wife should not be allowed to go al yala regal. Why should not go al yala regal? What does that mean? Why would that be? So the point not being that, not necessarily to not go to, like, actually go to Yerushalayim, per se, but not to go, like, they like had like these like shiurim that would take place, you know, before Yantiv and things like that. And he was trying to get her to, you know, he didn't want his wife to go. She wanted to stay home, whatever. So he, actually, the rush, you guys see the rush in the little, like that little column all the way on the right, from my Gemara, it's all the way on the right side. Yeah, Perish HaRush, you see that? Yeah. So he has Al Sala Regel. You see where that is? It's like six, seven lines from the bottom. Yeah, but Al Sala Regel, Shehayim is Kaps in the Shmo HaDrasha. Right, they would go to hear, you know, the rabbi would give a drasha before Yantif. V'af anoshim hayu noagos mitzvah lavo shama liros b'kvod shel Torah. So women would go also. The assumption then was that the women didn't know, they didn't know how to learn. So why were they going? They're going to see everyone come to learn, right? So, but the point being that this doesn't mean aliyah regal because they probably would do together. But here it means like something else to come to hear some drasha. Fine. But the bottom line is he didn't want her to go, and he takes a ned there. That she should not go. La lo slarego. But when what happens back in the Gemara, right? Pahatanya ma'isba adam echad shehid is each of me la lo slarego. To consider she shouldn't go la li la rego. Va'avra al daito. Right? Va'al slarego. And she did anyways. So presumably the same thing. He took a net that she shouldn't get hana from him if she goes. Uba lifnei Rabbi Yosi. So he came to Rabbi Yosi. Amalo vidu ha'isa yodeya she overes al daita al daitcha. But oh, the regal klum hidrata. Would you have taken the net if you would have known that she was going to violate what you said and gone ahead and come to the shear? So I'm lo. He said, no, I never would have taken the net if I knew that was going to happen. So v'hiti Rabbi Yosi, and Yosi is matir the net. So you see that these cases you can't be matir. Take a look at the Ran for 1 second in Vatanya Ma'aseh Be'echad. So Alma Afilu Ki Hagavna Paschina. So you see, it's like basically the same as that case. So it's a good proof. But the kasha is, well, let's see. The Ram's gonna ask the kasha. But V'im Tomar Umay Ves Mehina Meikara Mishari. What's the question? Like, what? You allow such a thing, right? Uma Bein Zu L'Nidre Zeruzin. Right. Remember the case we've been talking about until now. Nidre Zeruzin. Where what? If you I'm taking a making a you know a nether, you can't get enough from me if I pay less than four, and you say if I pay more than two, and everyone wants to pay three, right? And no one has any intention of these things happening, right? And why do you say it? Then you just say it to like get the person to do what you wanted, right? So this maybe should be the same thing. That's what he's doing all along. If I'm taking a nether, you shouldn't come to the drasha. You shouldn't come to this. You shouldn't go to that place. Whatever. The point being, shouldn't marry her off to your family. These are ways of just getting things to go your way, basically. So what's the big concern, right? This is Nidre Jeruzin, the Masnisin, the Adrabba, Hayla Lomar, Shah Nether Mutter Me'elov, Kahanaf the Masnisin. Forget me Matur Nether. If I would have known, I never would have taken it. What do you mean? This is exactly the case that the Mishnah gives of Nidre Jeruzin, which we said they don't need Hatara. That's the whole point, right? So what's the answer? So Yesh Lomar, the Lo Dami, that's not true. The Lo Dami Nidre Jeruzin. Why? The Masnisin. Because there ain pivilibo shavin shamocher velo shalokeach shavin. Meaning, in that case, in Nidre Zeruzin, nobody really means what they're saying. I'm not paying less than four. Yes, you are. I'm not paying more than two. Yes, you are. Right? No one's telling the truth, really. They're doing so as a gamesmanship, right? No one means to do more or less than what they're talking about, right? And that's why we matter, because we know no one really means it. Meaning he really does mean it, and to a certain extent, like that if she doesn't do what he says, she's gonna not get hana from him. And that's not really called a nidre zeruzin, because it really seems like you do mean it to a certain extent. Meaning the difference here is that you have a pesach to answer it. I didn't mean what I said, but now that it happened, I didn't really want that to happen. I meant it, and that's why I thought she wouldn't do it. But then when she does it, I'm like, oh gosh, I didn't really mean that, right? But it's not that I didn't mean it at all. When I said it, I meant what I said. We said earlier that even in our Mishnah, that if they really would mean what they said, so then the neder would be chal. So that's why it's not a problem. Fine. The bottom line is that they do agree to this. That's why in this case it's not regular nidrei zeruzin. It's really, you know, it's a little more serious, and that's why we need a pesach to get us out of this problem. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go to our next mission. Okay. The next mission says as follows. Masnisa says the mission. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Af harod zelahadir es chavero sheyochal etzlo yomar. We're going to see if there's the word low here or not. The Bach takes out the word low. The point is that a person wants to take a neder. You know that he's going to eat with him. Look at the mefarish. Sha'omalo konam sha'in atanenali im lo tocha imi. You want the guy to eat with you. You want him to come to your house for a Shabbos lunch. So what do you take a neder? You say konam that you can't get any benefit from me if you don't come to my house. Okay? So hani nami nijay zeruzin. This is also nijay zeruzin. I'm just trying to get something to do what I want. Sha'in madiro elakadi lazarzo sha'yochal imi. I'm just taking the neder just so that I'll get him to come to my house. Right? So if you want to do such a thing, yomar kol neder shani asin lidor. So we're going to see the mission is going to say that, right? So the point is that the person wants to be able to make use of this nidre zeruzin. I want to get the person to do what I want, but I don't want it to be a real neder. So what should I say? So go back to the Mishnah. So again, Rosam and Yaakov Omer afarotz lahadir es chaver sheyocha etzol yomar kol neder shani asel lidor hu batel. So you should say every neder I'm going to take in the future is batel. It's not really a neder. Ubilvad shehe zachur b'shas neder. As long as it is remembered at the time when you take the nether. So that's going to be a very important piece that we're going to have to discuss. What does that mean? That it remembers it at the time of the nether. But the point is that if you want to be able to take these nidarim and use them to be mazaris, people to do the things that you want, but you're also nervous, you want to make sure that you're not going to actually end up violating the nidarim. So what should you do? Make sure to make a declaration that says that I'm not going to, any nether I take is really batel, but it only works, it sounds like, in some sense, if you remember that you took made such a declaration at the time. But this sounds very similar to what we talk about, right? That the moda that we make it's called Mesiris Moda, that we do at the Hataras Nadarim, that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm letting you know now, any neder that I'm going to say later that I'm doing X, Y, Z, or any Hanhaga Tova that I do, and I say, I'm telling you now, even if I say, don't say neder, I don't intend it to really be chal, right? We do something similar to that also. So we'll see if it's really the same thing or not. But that's what it sounds like. So I want to be able to make nidrei zeruzin, so I should make some statement that any neder I'm making in the future is batel, as long as I remember it when I make the neder. Okay, so let's see what this means. Says the Gemara. V'kevin da'amar kol neder shani asil lidor yehei batel lo shamalei. So wait a second, the Gemara says, wait, I don't understand. You should, because again, what are the if you included that word lo in the Mishnah, right? What do we say you're supposed to do? If you want the guy to come hang out with you, come to your meal, yomar lo. You should say to him that any neder that I take in the future is batel. Really? To him? So you're going to tell him? If you're going to tell the guy that every neder I'm going to take is batel, what's going to happen?
He's not going to believe you.
Yeah. Right. By the way, tomorrow when I yell and scream at you that if you don't come right now, I'm right. So like, right. Imagine what you tell your children. Anytime I threaten you that if you don't come, I'm going to punish you. It's not real. I don't mean it. So you better bet they're not going to come. They're not going to come anyways, right? But they're still not going to come. They're not going to come by your threat, which you told them is a lie, right? So what is going on here, right? Look at the Ron. Came with the armor called Neder v'chule lo shamalei lo as legabi lemecha v'adei lefisha kvar yodei hamizuman she'ei neder chalalav she'kvar bitlam mizman hamizamin, right? You already told him that it's not real, right? So what in the world is going on here? Okay. So answers Gemara. Lo shamalei v'lo asli v'adei. So he's not gonna come to your house. He's not gonna come. So what's going on here? So answer the Gemara, no. Chasure mixera v'hachi katani. No, so this language, there's something missing here. And this is what it really means. What does it really mean? Harotza sheyochal etzlo chavero umisarev bo umadiro nidre zeruzinu. Okay? So say the following. A person who wants his friend to eat at his house, and the guy is refusing. And now he takes a neder, right? That if you don't come, you're gonna be isra'ana on you. So what's the halacha? Nidre Zeruzinu. That's called Nidre Zeruzin. Okay? So that's called Nidre Zeruzin, and that, you know, the point being, if it's called Nidre Zeruzin, then what? Then it's not chal, right? It's not a real nether. Look at the Ran. Hachin Ketani Harotzel Shiyoch Chaver Etzlo Nidre Zeruzinin Vafilo Eino Ochal Imo Lo Chayal Nidra. And even if the guy doesn't come over, it doesn't matter. There's no nether there. Shalom Eskavin El Zeruze Vahani the Ketani Af. Right? So that's why you say Af. Because the point is, I mean, our Mishnah, you know, began. Lozim Yaakov Omer Af Harotz Lahadir Chaver. Why? It's a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnahs are always like cut up into pieces. We have Gemaras in between, but right, so it's connected to the Mishnah before. Right. So the point is that this is also same type of thing. Fine. Okay. So it's called Nidre Zeruzin. Okay. V'Harotz Shloya Skaim Nidrav Kol Hashanah and. Like a separate point, if you want to make sure that your nidarim are not going to be chal the whole year, ya'amod b'Rosh Hashanah v'yomar kol nid neder shani asid lidor yehei batel. Okay, and this is like a separate halacha. And so halacha number, because we thought the two things are connected, they're not connected. They're two separate things. Number one is a person wants to take a neder that his friend should come and eat by him, and he doesn't want to come. And so that neder, don't worry about it. It's nidre zeruzin. Nidre zeruzin meaning it needs no bitul at all. It doesn't need any entire sindarim at all. And then, by the way, another halacha, right? If a person would want to make sure that all of his sindarim during the year are not going to, they'll all be batul mefutol, what should I do? I have to stand up on Rosh Hashanah and say, any that I'm going to take in the future should be batul. Ubilvad shehei zachur b'shas ha-neder. Right? So that's only true as long as I recognize it, I pay attention, I remember it at the moment when I take the nether. The Gemara is now going to continue and explain what does this mean that I remember the same nether when I take the nether, but that we'll talk about tomorrow. All right.